me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it,
Yeah. Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth.
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood.
King of Crash.
The Colossus of Cloud. The Colossus of Cloud.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8. You can call us if you have a question about the value of your collectible, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what your item might sell for in a current Huggins and Scott auction, or even if it's valuable enough to put into a Huggins and Scott auction. And then we have a prize to give away to one caller, or if you tweet a picture of an item to my attention, T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. It's a 2017 Topps Gold Label baseball box is our prize this week. They have one framed autograph card per box and a few other cards. Some of the framed autographs are good. So
yeah, it's a nice product. I hit a Chris Bryant number to 10 framed auto a couple weeks
ago. He had a big hit last night.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was huge. That first part of that game, it was like Strasburg versus Hendricks was like Ryan versus Greg Maddux. The way they were two different styles of pitching. That was a really entertaining game.
It was great to see that battle. Absolutely.
It really was. That was really entertaining. I imagine maybe Bill Huggins wasn't as entertained. But
well, yeah, no. Our Nats, you know, the last time a Washington baseball team won a postseason series, you know when it was?
1924.
Walter Johnson was there, right?
Yeah, 1924.
Isn't that incredible, man? So, well, it's obviously not over yet, but that's a big win with Strasburg having that greatest stuff and still beating them. That's a big win for the Cubs. And Hendricks was really good. Actually, I've got some info here I had written down to tie in with something else, but over the second half of the year, I wrote this down yesterday. He had, in 13 games started, a 2.19 ERA with a 1.179 whip, 72 Ks and 19 walks, and 78 innings pitched. Just the way he moves the ball, puts it right where he wants it. It's really, when he's rolling, he's tough.
Yeah, he was painting that outside corner last night.
Yeah.
Like you said, he looked like Greg Maddux.
Yeah,
you know?
So the similarity is really kind of uncanny. It's really something else. So the number's 312-332-3776. You can go to HugginsAndScott.com and see items that are already up there for the fall auction. Bidding begins October 30th, goes through November 9th. There's lots of stuff up there. Listen to some of, I don't know, I've never seen this before, Bill, a 1968 Topps baseball discs set, complete 28 disc set on an uncut sheet. It's a roughly, I think, 17 and a half inches by 11 and 3/4 inches. It has guys like Mantle, Mays, Rose, Kaline, Yaz, Clemente, Aaron, Frank Robinson on it. $10,000 minimum bid on that baby. Was that is that the first time you've seen one of those, Bill?
That's the first time I've ever seen one. When we got it and got it back to our office, we found out that another one sold in like 2003 for about $14,000.
Wow, boy! In that long ago,
that's the
too.
Only research found on that. Yeah,
it'll be interesting to see what happens with it.
You know who I like who's on here? Rick Monday.
Rick Monday's
yes.
On it. Wasn't Rick Monday the first pick in an MLB draft ever?
He might have been. But what he did saving the flag that guys were trying
great.
To burn in the outfield.
He was a good
that
Cub
was great.
Player. He wasn't great, but he was a good, solid Cub player.
Yep.
Had a couple of years where he hit over 30 homers, I think. Did you see the thing? Well, okay, let's go back. I'll just do this right now. I was going to do it later, but I tweeted a picture of this. This is one of the lots in the Huggins and Scott auction. 1955-61 Baseball Hall of Famer signed rookie card trio with a $200 minimum bid. It's the Killebrew 1955 Topps card signed by Killebrew. McCovey 1960 Topps rookie card signed by McCovey. And then the Billy Williams 1961 Topps rookie card signed by Billy Williams. They're PSA DNA encapsulated. Nice condition cards and bold signatures. So that'll be interesting to see what those do. Those type, those Hall of Fame vintage cards signed by them, when they're rookies seem to be doing really well. Now, Billy Williams hit 30 plus homers 5 times for the Cubs. His most was 42 in 1970 when he had a great year. But interestingly enough, nobody ever hit, another lefty never hit 30 or more at the same time, because this year Schwarber and Rizzo were the first pair of left-handed hitting Cubs to hit 30-plus homers in the same season ever. Wow. I was kind of surprised about that, because I knew Billy Williams had done it quite a few times, and I would have thought, but then I was thinking, yeah, most of the other good guys like Santo, Williams, the good power hitters, Hickman, when they had him, when Billy Williams were there, they were all righties.
Yep. Interesting.
Yeah, so that was kind of interesting. Little tidbit.
Sure.
Another little tidbit. This is another one that I found kind of surprising. Chris Bryant is the first Cub to play in 150-plus games the first 3 years of his career.
Ooh,
isn't that something? I guess a lot of times guys come up in the middle of a year or whatever. Well, plus he's been great since they called him up.
Absolutely.
But I thought that was a surprise to me, too, with the long history of the Cubs.
Now, here's one for you.
Yeah.
Who leads the Cubs in playoff RBIs of all time in Cubs history?
Playoff RBIs?
Yep. In Cubs history from beginning of time.
Well, I'm going to say it's maybe one of the current guys, just because this is their third year in a row in the playoffs. So I'm going to say Rizzo.
Yeah, Addison Russell.
Russell?
Yeah, 14 or 16 I heard last night.
Really?
He's
had that many? Wow. Yep. I would have never. That would have not been my first guess. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Very interesting. Some other items in the Huggins and Scott fall auction. That bidding begins October 30th. Here's a Sammy Baugh's 1952 final NFL player contract with the envelope and a G.P. Marshall letter written to him. He was the owner, I guess, of the Reds. It must have been the Redskins at the time. $1,000 minimum bid on that. That's pretty cool. It was Sammy Baugh's last year. Boy, Bill, you guys got a lot of gold coins in here. Individual coins, like here's an 1881 $5 Liberty Head gold coin, PCGS MS64 with a $200 minimum bid. Did those all come from the same guy, Bill?
Yeah, they did. And there's actually some more stuff that we had sent in for grading that'll be for the February auction.
This
guy had just a massive collection of these things, and a lot of them are really nice. I mean, condition-wise, and the grades that they got from the coin grading service.
Well, yeah, I'm not, you know, a coin guy, but some of those really look cool. If you go to HugginsandScott.com and just search, I guess, gold coin, like a bunch of them will come up. Now, but this leads to a question here. $5 in 1881 is equivalent, Eric, you're first, to how much in 2017?
What was the number again? Sorry, I was listening to music. I was finding a good penny, so I'll go on.
Okay, very good. $5 in 1881 is equivalent to 113.
I'm going to say it's around 113.
Is equivalent to how much? Okay.
I would not have guessed that much, if that makes it feel any better.
Yeah, you threw me off with the penny. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Okay. Bill, what's your guess? Okay. Well, next item. Let's go to the 1908-09 Rose Company postcards. Walter Johnson, SGC Good Plus 2.5 is the grade on it. Only three of these have been graded by SGC, $1,500 minimum bid. You guys really have some tough-to-get stuff in this auction.
Yeah, no, and now those Rose postcards are probably one of the premier postcards of the early 1900s when they were. There was quite a number of them out there, and those are probably one of the highest-priced set that came out. I don't know even know if anybody knows of a complete set. There's X number listed in a catalog, but there certainly could be more out there.
Be interesting to see what that one does. Danny from Norridge is on the line. What do you have there, Danny?
Hi, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I've got two, I think, pretty unique Mini Minoso items. One is a 2003 jersey he wore at the All-Star game when he threw out. He was one of the ambassadors. He threw out the first.
That's pretty cool.
I got that from Hunt Collectibles after he had passed away. His family did an auction. And I've got a 1950.
How much did you pay for that, Danny? Was it over 500?
It was in that range.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay.
And I've got a 1954 Bowman Minoso graded 9 with the autograph. They're both graded 9.
So the card and the autograph are each graded 9?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. A lot of times they just grade the autograph when it's a nice one. Bill Huggins, now what do you think of that? I mean, Mini Minoso signed a lot of stuff, but I would doubt there's a lot of 54 Bowman graded 9 with a 9 signature of Minoso on there.
I think you're probably looking at the only one.
Yeah, I would think that'd be a nice auction item, Danny, if you ever do decide you're going to sell it. I actually have a 55 Bowman card signed by Minoso. I got that from Fast Eddie. Remember Fast
sure,
Eddie?
Of course.
A real good guy, used to come and passed away a couple years ago. And he had said he was going to be going somewhere, and Minoso was signing, and did I have anything that I wanted him to sign? And I just happened to have a 55 Bowman card sitting there. I was like, oh, how about this? And I love that card.
Wow.
I really am into those old cards.
Do you still have it?
Have it. Cool. Yeah, it's neat. Yeah, so that's neat, Danny. If you ever decide to auction either one of those, I imagine that would be a good two-piece Minoso lot. Or Bill Huggins, would you do them individually if he sent them both in?
Yeah, I would sell them individually. I think there's enough interest in both of those that they could sell for 500 plus each.
Yeah, very good.
And the one thing I had forgot, the jersey also came with the hat that he wore at that event also.
Well, that's all the better. So was it a regular Sox hat at the time, or was it a different hat for that event?
No, it was the black-white Sox hat.
Okay. Yeah, good. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you.
All right. So the Huggins and Scott, go to HugginsandScott.com. Bidding begins October 30th, goes through November 9th. Lots of great stuff up there already. This one came through T-Crown. It was part of the group of items from the old New York Giants and then some San Francisco Giants stuff. This is a really neat photo. I don't know if I've tweeted this recently. I did when they first brought it in. A 1938 New York Giants team photo with 22 signatures, including Mel Odd on it. Ooh. And just when they, an old photo like that, when they sign on their photos, you know, in the team photo, I really like the looks of that. That's a really neat looking piece that has a $400 minimum bid on it. Now I got a tweet here from Anthony who says, hey guys, have a ball signed by Urlacher, Briggs and Tillman. So that's, I'm sure that's an official football. We'll base it on that. I would think that's probably somewhere in the $100 to $200 range, just depending on how it looks and if it's authenticated or not. But that's a pretty good item there, Anthony. And what else do we have here? Vince, did you see that? I guess you probably wouldn't have seen this because I didn't tweet a picture of it. I've got an email from a listener, Joe, who has Bill Huggins. I thought this was pretty neat. It's a program signed by Tiger Woods at his first professional tournament, the GMO Milwaukee, in August of 1996. He was 20 years old at the time. What's different about it, according to his email, there are like 6 signatures, including Payne Stewart, who died 3 years later, roughly October 25th, 1999, in that plane crash where everybody died on the plane and the plane just kind of kept going and finally crashed in a field somewhere. Others were Steve Stricker, Jeff Sluman, Tom Azinger on it. I think the fact that it's from Tiger's first tournament, and with both Tiger and Payne Stewart on it, don't you think that might be more than a $500 item, Bill?
Sure. Did he win that tournament or no?
He didn't. No, I think he finished tied for 60th.
Oh, okay.
And to be honest with you, I think if I looked it up right, I think Payne Stewart might have been last in that tournament, which actually is something that he probably wasn't last in many tournaments, you know, so.
I wouldn't think so, yeah.
But do you think that has a shot at 500 or more with those two on it?
Oh, absolutely. Are they all on the cover? Is it?
I believe so. He didn't specify it. He didn't send a picture of it, so I didn't see it. But, it, you know, just from his description, I believe that's the case.
Yeah, no, that'd be a great item, especially if it displays nicely.
Yeah, I mean, that's having the two of them, they golfed together for 3 years on the tour, so there can't be a lot of things that both Payne Stewart and Tiger Woods were on, you know, signed together. I looked on eBay, I looked on that Price Realized, didn't see anything at all. So, okay, the number here is 312-332-3776. If you call with a question about the value of a collectible, we'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a current Huggins and Scott auction, or even if it's worth putting into a Huggins and Scott auction. We're giving away a 2017 Topps Gold Label baseball box to one caller, or if you tweet a picture of an item, T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and we use it on the show. You get in the drawing that way. Yesterday, there's a picture up here to my attention. A listener and his two sons came in from just, they live outside of Elgin, and they bought some stuff. And when they were in, he said, you know, they're younger guys, but he said both of them are quarterbacks. And I was like, boy, the one guy looks kind of like a Trubisky. And then I'm thinking, I should have taken a picture of him, but they tweeted a picture to my attention. I told the other one, maybe Elway, he looks like a young Elway, but the one guy looks kind of like a young Mitch Trubisky. That's who we're cool. Hoping turns out to be a really good quarterback. We'll find out Monday night.
Yeah, so we will. Yep.
It's time for a short break here now. The number's 312-332-3776. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're until 8. You can call with questions about the value of your collectibles, 312-332-3776. We're giving away a 2017 Topps Gold Label baseball box to one caller. Or if you tweet a picture of an item to our attention, T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and we use it on the show. You get in the drawing that way. We've got a bunch of callers waiting here, so let's get to some. Charlie from Lockport's on the line. What's up, Charlie? What do you have?
All right, I have two things. I have a signed catcher's glove by Ivan Rodriguez. It does say the Hall of Fame on it. He did sign it with HOF.
That's cool. Now, it wasn't a glove that he used in a game, was
no.
it?
Okay. No, it was my personal catcher's glove.
Oh, really? That's kind of neat. Well, that, just from that standpoint, I'm sure it'd be worth more to you than to anybody else. But Bill Huggins, you think maybe a couple, $200-$300 on that anyway?
Sure, especially with the inscription that he put on there.
Yeah.
But you're right. I think it's probably worth more to our caller than it is somebody else, because he can tell that story about how it was his glove forever.
Yeah, that's right. And nobody else can tell that story. And, yeah, that's pretty neat, having your own glove signed by that by a great player like
Plus,
that.
Plus, it's priceless.
Yes. Especially, you know, you're a catcher.
Sure.
And Irod, I mean, legitimately, he's a top – for sure, a top five all-time catcher. You could put him in probably the top two or three all-time with his combination of offense and defense. He had such a great arm and great defensive catcher and a really good hitter. So, yeah, he was great. Next on the line, we have Ed from Joliet. What's new, Ed? What do you have?
Good morning. I have a baseball signed by the 1955-56 Brooklyn Dodgers, you know, with all the Hall of Famers on there, you know, Snyder and Ferrillo and Reese and Campanella and all those guys.
Has that been authenticated?
Well, You know, I've not had it really authenticated, but we got it from Charlie Dressen himself. So
oh, really?
Yes.
Now, how'd you know Charlie Dressen?
My wife is related to him.
Really? Whoa.
Yes. My wife's maiden name was Dressen.
Really? You're kidding. Wow, that's pretty neat.
Yeah. What? I have that, and then we also have, it's an all-star program from 1955, and, signed by all the all-stars on the cover of it.
All the National League all-stars from 55?
All the American Leaguers also, including Ted Williams and a few of the other ones. I don't have it with me right now. Wow. I wish I did.
Do you remember if Mantle was on that one?
55. I'm sure Mantle was on it. Yes, he was. Yes.
56, he won the Triple Crown. So, yeah, wow. What do you think, Bill Huggins, of those two items? And then we'll ask Ed what else he's got hiding in his closet from all this stuff.
The only other thing I've got hiding is skeletons.
Dedicated. They're both great items for our auction. The Dodger ball, depending on how complete and what it looks like, is several thousand dollars, depending on if the Jackie and the Campy and all those guys are not clubhouse.
Yeah, they're,
unfortunately,
they're all on
par.
There.
Yeah.
And then, the All-Star Game program, that's a good group right in the middle of some great players early in their careers and some other great players towards the end. Where I wonder, do you have the list?
Yeah, I do.
Hank Aaron on that team?
Hank Aaron was on
the
team.
I think Yale Kaline was in there too, and a few of the other guys.
Wow, that's a great group of guys. Those would be great auction items, Ed. If you ever decide to send them in, we could send them to Huggins and Scott to auction. Now, what else? You have something else hiding there?
No, I think that's it. Just a bunch of skeletons in my closet.
Okay. Well, we don't want to hear about those, Ed. But
I didn't think so.
Okay, but next time, if you ever want to sell maybe one or the other or those or both, just contact me at Triple Crown in Naperville, and we can send them to Huggins and Scott.
You got it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ed. Boy, that's some cool stuff.
Oh, absolutely. You got Nellie Fox there, Smokey Burgess. So
yeah.
Got some,
Smokey Burgess. He was on the All-Stars.
Autos,
huh?
Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
That's cool. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Next on the line, we have David from Evanston. What's new, David?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
I have my ticket stub from the Bartman game. I wonder if there's any value there.
Boy, I would think that a lot of people probably hung on to those. Bill Huggins, you have any idea on if any of those have sold, what they might sell for?
Gosh, I don't know that I remember seeing one for sale. I know they were very popular shortly after the event happened, which a lot of times tickets like that are, and then they kind of, those who wanted them and weren't there got them. I don't know that there's a whole lot of quest for it these days, but it would certainly be an interesting item to put in the auction, especially if you had, I don't know if you could ever find a way to get him to sign it. That would be cool.
I think now that the Cubs welcome him back into the thing they had that thing for him, maybe he would be more willing to sign one now, but I don't know how you'd ever even find him to do it. But
they gave him a World Series ring.
A ring, that's right. Yeah, I thought they did something for him. That's right.
And a Bartman ticket stub PSA 3 sold for about $70.
Okay, so how good a shape is yours, David? Is it in nice shape or does it have some creases in it?
It's pretty much mint.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe, Bill, do you think it needs to be graded? Because if it's going to be lower grade, it probably wouldn't be worth it. But I'd maybe try to get it signed and graded then. What the heck, David? Give it a shot.
Getting it signed would be great if you could hunt him down.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give it a shot, and I'm glad I didn't burn it with everybody else.
Go for it, David.
I guess he'd nice display with a Moises Alou type of something that Alou would sign and Bartman in a nice frame or something like that.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yep.
Okay, let's see some other items. Speaking of a nice frame display in the Huggins and Scott Fall Auction, I like this. This is interesting. We had a caller who asked if you could have a signed dollar bill or a $5 bill or whatever. This is a Rocky Marciano signed dollar bill in a frame display with a photo. He held the heavyweight title from 1952 to 56. Undefeated 49-0 with 43 knockouts.
Wow.
And he defended the title 6 times. He died in a plane crash, which I knew in 1969. I didn't realize this. It was one day before his 46th birthday. So his autographs are valuable because he did pass away at a younger age. So that has a $400 minimum bid in the fall Huggins and Scott auction. Joe from Sycamore's online. What do you have there, Joe?
I have a golf ball that's signed by Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus. It was from the late 90s at the Western Open in Chicago. They were giving them away at the Baird display. And I had a friend who worked for the Baird company who picked up a sleeve of them.
Really? Okay. The one problem with golf balls, the signatures are hard to authenticate because they're so... And it's signing a golf ball must be next to impossible, that the little ball with the dimples in it and stuff. Bill Huggins, do you think that would be worth sending in, or do you have a problem with signed golf balls in an auction?
Well, you kind of hit the nail on the head there. I don't have a problem with signed golf balls if they can be authenticated. It just is a tough thing to authenticate because the signature a lot of times doesn't match up to the exemplars that they have on file, so they sometimes are inconclusive. And if I can't get a letter on it, it's going to be very hard to sell.
It doesn't have any paperwork with it already, does it, Joe?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, yeah. So would you want him to send that in if he ever wanted to auction it and you could give it a try, Bill, with the authenticators?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I think if you, if you could get a letter on that from JSA or something like that, you're looking at 500 plus easy, maybe even considerably more, only because of just those two on a golf ball and having it authenticated. There are not many out there.
Yeah, the top two major winners all time. Boy, it sure looked like Tiger was going to blow past them until all the injuries and all the bad karma and everything came up. But
changing his swing.
Yeah, it's still the top two major winners all time, and Tiger did have the best 10-year run of any golfer ever. So let's see here. Next on the line, we have Greg from Tinley Park. What's new, Greg? What do you have?
I have a signed Babe Ruth ball that my dad received in 1948 playing in an American Legion game.
Okay.
It's kind of in a little rough shape. I mean, he's had it since, you know, that long, and he ended up putting like a varnish on it or a shellac.
Shellac, a lot of them did that. So it's probably a pretty bold signature still if it was shellacked.
Yeah, it's still pretty legible. There's a couple nicks or just, you know, blemishes from over the years. But if I would say, you know, I don't know how to grade anything, but I would say it's five or less.
Just the signature.
Yes.
Yeah. And how, like, brown is the shellac? Is it a lighter color, or is it like a almost like a dark brownish look to the ball?
I would say kind of in between, kind of like a caramel, kind of like a light caramel color.
And is there spotting on the ball?
No spotting.
Okay.
But there is another signature. He was a big Cubs fan. He's got a Eddie Lopat. That's on pitch for the Cubs back in 45.
Well, Bill Huggins, with all those details, there's some good and there's some bad in there.
Yeah, I know it's rare, but it's in pretty rough shape. So I just want to kind of get a ballpark because I know...
That was the last year of Babe Ruth's life in 1948. So, I mean, it had to have been one of the later things that he signed. It would almost be tough to have a 48 ball and have him sign it. But what do you think of all that, Bill?
Did he sign it on the sweet spot, obviously?
Yes, he did. And I've looked online at other. Pardon me?
Is it on a major league ball, an official American or National League ball?
I do not know. I don't think so.
I think it sounds like it's maybe on an American Legion ball.
Yeah, because I know he did the American Legion tour his last years of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he signed a lot of balls for whoever played in those games.
Yeah, I mean, worst case scenario, as long as you could read it and everything, you're looking at probably in the 3,000 to 5,000 range. I could give you a better idea if you decided to sell it once I saw it.
So, okay.
So it doesn't hurt too much that Ed Lopat's on it too, Bill?
Well, if Babe Ruth's on the sweet spot and Ed Lopat's on another side panel and it displays like a single sign ball, it doesn't hurt it.
It's still going to be pretty good. There's some runners going by here on State Street, a pretty good group of them. So there is some sort of small – tomorrow's a Chicago Marathon, but I guess there's gold people out there. It's kind of cool. They're moving
absolutely
pretty good.
I wonder
how long they're going. I know I could not move that fast for 26 miles.
It's kind of making me dizzy looking at that.
Yeah, it is.
Fast
really
speed
moving
across this pavement.
Yeah. Okay, well, very cool. Greg, are you thinking you might want to try to sell that at some point?
Yeah, we'll see. My dad was a lifelong Cubs fan, and he passed away in January. So
okay.
We'll have to talk to the family, see what we want to do with it.
Any other old items, old cards or anything like that that you found?
Not really. No, I would say that's the biggest thing. All this stuff was minor league ball. So he played minor league ball for the Cubs as well. So
a lot of
old Cubs stuff.
What does he have? Do you still have as like an old Cubs minor league uniform?
No, unfortunately, no.
Yeah, any
just
of his
pictures of him in it. So.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Wow, he must have been a cool guy. So that's pretty neat. Well, and a Babe Ruth ball, you know, that sounds really good. If nothing else, maybe you could tweet a picture of it to my attention, or a few pictures of it, or send me an email with it, and I'd like to see it. But it does have some good value. You just, until you see it and it gets authenticated and everything, you never know how much for sure. So we'd have to find that out. All right, it's already time for another short break. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. You can give us a call if you have a collectible you think might be valuable. We'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a current auction, and then you'll get entered into our drawing at the end of the show. Vince will pick a winner for a 2017 Topps Gold Label baseball box. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Well, let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint and turn the radio loud. I'm too long.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. And Eric Ostrowski is our producer. We're on till 8. And we're taking questions from people about the value of your collectibles, letting you know what, and giving an estimate of what it might end in a current Huggins and Scott auction, or if it would even qualify to get into a Huggins and Scott auction. And we have a Topps Gold Label baseball box to give away. 312-332-3776 is the number. And Vince and I were just wondering, I wonder if Dearborn is open for us to get out of the garage and get out of here at 8. We'll
There's
see.
A lot of people
if I'm
in
not
this
at T-Crown at 10, it means I'm down here watching the race go by.
Or so, turn on the news, and if there's somebody driving through the race, it is Tom.
yeah, right. Okay, well, we got a lot of callers here, so let's see what's going on. Let's see, who's been waiting the longest? It looks like Dave from Schaumburg. What's up, Dave? What's new?
Hey, guys. I got a couple, actually four tickets from the Bulls' first championship win. Game 6 and Game 7, obviously they weren't used because the Bulls end up sweeping in L.A. I'm just wondering if there's any value. They're in pretty pristine shape. I've kept them in the dark in envelopes.
I have sold some other tickets at T-Crown, I think like $15 to $20. So, Bill Huggins, I don't know, the 90 tickets, anything stand out as those are like quite a bit more?
Yeah, well, especially if they were games that were never played there. They generally don't have a ton of value.
Yeah, so kind of cool. Good things to get signed maybe by some of the players, but not a lot of value by themselves. Next on the line, we have Bob from Crown Point, Indiana. What's new, Bob?
How have you been? I called you from Wheatfield when I used to live in Wheatfield a few years ago.
Very good. How are things going?
Not too bad. I just completed a set of Mars Attacks 1962.
Ooh.
And I had the one number 21 graded by PSA 8 with the blonde that's getting attacked by the Martian.
Yeah.
I am thinking about getting the whole set graded. I know it would be expensive to do, but all the cards that I compared to the number, the PSA 8, are equal.
Okay, so that's the 1962 Topps Mars Attack set, correct?
Yes.
So there's
yes,
55
sir.
Cards in that set. You already have one graded an 8. Bill Huggins, if he wanted to send that in, you could probably get a deal for getting them graded for him, couldn't you? But if they're all 7 or better, that's going to sell for thousands.
Oh, yeah, even 6s are better. If you get 6s to 8s on that set, yeah, that's thousands of dollars. Especially the two key cards
as far as what they grade are number one and number 55. Those are the really two key cards in that set.
The first and last one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I might be interested in selling it because I built the set, but I already had like 40 of them already that are all at least quality of the number 21 card.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that'd be something.
If he's close to you, Tom, in Naperville, he could bring that into your store.
Yeah.
You could probably evaluate the card.
Yeah, and say how nice they are. And then the next auction you could get into would be the February auction, so you have until, like, the Thanksgiving time to get everything put together. But if they were all worth getting graded, Bill Huggins could give you a good deal on getting them graded and then auctioning them for you. That's one thing that they do so much with the grading companies. They get a pretty good deal on it. Let's move along pretty quick. There's people running all over the place. We got a ton of callers on the lines. Let's see. Where are you from, Joe? Are you from Arkansas? Oh, no. Lincoln Park.
No. Lincoln Park.
Okay. I missed the P in there. All right. What's up?
Yeah. I actually have every single Sports Illustrated ever created and still collecting them till today. My grandfather started it, my father collected them for years, and now I've kind of just taken them on. There's a couple that I still have to get to complete the like package, but I've been doing that for the years and almost got every single one.
Now, do most of them not have labels on them then, or do they have labels on them?
It's kind of like it depends on over the years. I mean, it's not like there's a consistent base. You know, some of them were, you know, where we got the subscription were all sent to the house, and some were.
How nice are the first couple of issues?
The first couple ones are actually in very good condition. I made sure, like I was looking at that. I mean, and then towards like the middle years, some of those weren't taken care of as nicely. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not pristine, but you know, they've been wrapped up and basically in bins, you know, for the last, you know, 20 years or whatever. So,
Bill, now that's kind of a heavy group. Is that something you'd be interested in auctioning, the entire group? And if so, I mean, can you give an estimate even on that?
Well, we've sold actually some runs or near runs of those things. So you could check our archives and see what they've sold for based on how complete the thing is. But yes, no, that's something. Yeah, you're right. It is a little bit bulky. We may have to work on how we were going to do it, whether it would stay at his house and be shipped to the winner from there. But we'd be very interested in selling that for you if it's something that you're interested in selling, although it sounds like you're still working on it.
Yeah, no, at this point, I mean, obviously, you know, there's a lot of sentimental value at this point.
Good keeper
thing. I was just kind of calling and curious about it. It's kind of a cool talking point that I always like bringing up.
Well, go to HugginsAndScott.com, and there's a part on the left towards the bottom of the homepage where you can search the auction history, and you can see, you know, just search in Sports Illustrated and see what's come up with that. Okay, next on the line, we've got, let's see who's waiting the longest here. It looks like Jack from Gray's Lake. What's up, Jack?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's new?
Not too much. I just giving you a call. I've got a pretty unique baseball. My research tells me it's from, I believe it's from the 1947 Pirates, who are a bad team, but I've got three Hall of Famers on the ball. Sweet spot is Honus Wagner, who I believe was the manager. Ralph Kiner and Hank Greenberg. And the thing that makes it really unusual is it's also signed by Bing Crosby, who is the owner of the team.
One of the owners of the team. That actually is pretty cool. I like that. Bill, do you remember seeing any from any Pirates team signed where it had Honus Wagner and Bing Crosby both on it?
I think you got a really unique one there. That could be a, you know, ring the bell type number, especially if they're in good condition and
really
ball the whole bit.
Well, the story behind it was my uncle, who I've never met, he died when he was 16. He had muscular dystrophy, so he went to the baseball game in a wheelchair, so the entire Pirates team signed the ball for him and stuff, and Bing Crosby. So that was the story behind
it. Yeah, that's
so
very cool. How does it look as far as the signature's bold, and is the ball white?
It's in really, really good shape. It's been in a drawer, wrapped up in a drawer. It hasn't really seen any sunlight forever, so it's pretty clear. Very clear.
If you ever wanted to auction it, it'd be a great auction item. You can't really, it's hard to give an estimate because there's no other one with that whole, you know, entire group on it. So that's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
You never
know
what it's...
Just out of curiosity, when you say ring the bell, I mean, you talk about a couple thousand, 10,000, or just hard to say because it's so unusual?
You're probably in the $2,000 to $5,000 range.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm going to keep it in the family. It's going to be passed down and down. So, but thank you for the information.
If you ever want to send pictures of it, I could tweet them. I'd like to see what it looks like. It sounds like a cool baseball. Jim from Lindenhurst is on the line. What do you have there, Jim?
Hi. Good morning, guys. I've got one item that I wanted to ask you about, and then I want to tell you about a quest that I'm on today. I've talked to you guys in the past, but the item that I have is an autographed picture of O.J. Simpson. With a Chevy Camaro from the year that he came out of college. He was at the Chicago Auto Show. It's an 8x10 glossy picture that he signed. I was wondering if that's worth anything.
Not a whole lot, maybe in the 50 to 100 range.
And then the quest that I'm on, I've talked to you in the past. I found a gentleman that's got boxes of old baseball bats and gloves on his porch. And I talked to you about a Lou Gehrig bat that he's got amongst a bunch of other bats. And then I'm an ex-catcher, and he's got some catcher's mitts from some of the greatest catchers of all time. And so I'm in for a 10-hour drive in a quest to look at baseball memorabilia.
Take some pictures and send it to my attention, T. Crown Tom, to see what they look like. Now, they're not game-used stuff, but they're model bats and model gloves.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Send some pictures. It'll be interesting to see how they look. That's some pretty cool stuff. Next on the line, we have Rich from Shorewood. What's new, Rich?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I got it's a vintage Cubs jacket. It's reversible. And on the inside, it's got, like, Wrigley Field on it. And years ago, the Lions Club used to come around with all these tours in the Joliet area. And I had Billy Williams and Ryan Sandberg signed it with their Hall of Fame signatures. And then the Cubs played the White Sox down at Silver Cross Field, and a bunch of old-timers. And Fergie Jenkins was there, and he signed it with his Hall of Fame signature as well.
Okay,
so I have three Hall of Fame signatures on the inside of the jacket.
On an inside of a jacket, that's not a really good display piece. I think that's more of a keeper for you, don't you agree, Bill, rather than a big value item?
Yeah, as you said, the displayability of it is probably hindered a little by where you got it signed. It's not an original jacket from one of the players or anything, is it?
Oh, we already moved on, Bill. We got a bunch of people waiting, so
yeah, okay.
We already moved on from that one. John from Sugar Grove's on the line. What's new, John?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I've got the first issue of Sports Illustrated that's with the envelope that it was mailed to my mom's uncle. So it's been on the envelope for 60, 70 years, whatever.
Okay, so it was mailed at the time, I think, and you have the envelope with it.
Yeah.
With the postmark. I think that helps a little. Does that make it more than a couple hundred, you think, Bill?
That's probably what it is, 200 to 300.
Yeah. They did make more of those, actually, than the second issue. So typically they don't sell for as much as you would think. Plus, wasn't it the second issue, Bill, that had a mantle card in the fold-out cards?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so a lot of times the second issue actually sells for more. Although I saw that Huggins and Scott has the first issue, which had Eddie Matthews on the cover, signed by Eddie Matthews, and that's pretty cool. That'll be in the upcoming.
Does that mantle card have any value? Significant
well,
value.
Just the fact that, now, do you know if anybody's ever gotten that card? Like, can you take that out of there and get the card graded somehow, Bill?
I'm not sure if you can. I mean,
it's
on a sheet. You'd have to cut it out.
Yeah, so probably would.
I'm not sure if they would grade that based on that. It would have to be the minimum size requirements and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, it's kind of a cool fold-out page, but... not that much, but I suppose you could always contact PSA and SGC and say what you have, and is there any way they can do it where you could get it graded?
Right.
John from Elmhurst is on the line. What's new, John? What do you have?
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I have an unusual thing. It's my girlfriend's dad in, I'd say, 1936 went to a pickup game. I don't know what kind of game it was. In Chicago, Babe Ruth was playing, and he ran out on the field. It was the day he got his first Holy Communion. He took his first Holy Communion book and got it signed by Babe Ruth.
So you kind of cut out a little. Whose communion book was it?
It was my girlfriend's father. He had just received his first Holy Communion. And during the game, he ran out and got it signed by Babe Ruth.
What year do you think it was signed? Any idea?
Well, he was born in 1930. First Holy Communion, you're usually 6 or 7, so I'd say 1936 or 37.
Okay, Bill Huggins, any estimate on that one?
You're probably looking at, $1,000 to $1,500, maybe a little bit more, depending on how nice the signature is.
Because if nothing else, I suppose it could be used as a cut signature of Ruth, you know, in a display or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, time for one more quick one here on the tri-state. Hyde, is it?
No, this is Jeff.
Oh, Jeff, okay.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
good, thanks. I have a signed Ron Santo rookie card.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what happened one summer, obviously, before Ron Santo passed, I was listening to a game, and he was mentioning that he didn't even have his own rookie card. The next weekend, I went to Galena looking through shops, and I saw one.
Okay, sorry, Jeff, we're getting towards the end here. So depending on the condition, it's got to be at least 100 or two in really nice autograph and card. It would be more than that. Great card, the 61 Tops. Vince, time to do the drawing.
This week's winner is Dave from Schaumburg. So, Dave, email me your address to vince@arcdelivery.com. I'll get back to you and set up delivery right to your door free of charge.
Very good. And all these runners have cleared out. Maybe Dearborn's open for us. I don't know. Isn't that amazing how many they were?
Where'd
they
all go?
They're gone. On State Street here. So, okay, don't forget, you can check out HugginsAndScott.com and see the previews for their fall auction. Bidding begins October 30th, goes through November 9th. And I'm Tom Morgan at Triple Crown in Naperville. I'm there 6 days a week. Hopefully I'll be there 10 to 3:30 today if we can get out of here. Have a great one, everybody. Thanks for listening.